Welcome back into downtown, a Tuesday afternoon edition of the program. Time for us to talk some Celtics. And to do that, we turn to our friend John Corrales from the Locked On Celtics podcast and Boston Sports Journal. John, good afternoon and a big congratulations on the new gig.
Thank you very much. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's great. And I'm already a subscriber, so it's just like, you know, a cherry on top of the already awesome sundae. But if this isn't enough to get people to subscribe, I don't know what would be.
Well, promo code Corrales, $5 off. Can I drop that plug?
Yes, absolutely.
There you go.
I mean, you've been giving them free stuff for a few days, but now time to pony up. It's worth it.
It's worth it. And at less than $3 a month, I mean, come on. Come on.
And it is a great content on not just Celtics, but you name it. You'll find it there in the Boston sports scene. Well, let's talk a little Celtics struggles lately. I think it's, 5-10 over their last 15 games. How much is it all of this that's due to the fact that the starting five have spent very little time together?
Yeah, you know, it's so hard to really figure out how much of this team is just not great, and how much of this is the circumstance. Like, they're playing so many games. They're not built to withstand the injuries like they have before. And now Marcus Smart's out. Tatum's missed time. Kemba's trying to come back. Jalen's knee has cost them a couple of games. There are a lot of things at play here. There's no simple answer to what's really, really bothering this team. But I really do think that the lack of practice time has really hurt them. They had the short turnaround. They had, that deep run. Guys barely got to rest. It's a tough spot, and a lot of teams in the NBA are in a similarly tough spot. But the Celtics are one of a few teams that have made this deep a run, and it's kind of funny that all except the Lakers have really struggled, and you know the Lakers have LeBron James.
One of the issues for the Celtics that you highlight on your most recent piece for Boston Sports Journal, and that's those mid-range shots that they've been, well, apparently relying on far too much and not with a great level of success.
Yeah, I think only Jaylen Brown has been living in that space successfully, shooting over 50% from the mid-range. And that's the number you have to be at to be able to take those shots and justify it. And if he continues there at that range, at that rate, then fine. However, Jason Tatum loves living in that mid-range. He's falling back into some old habits. Last year, he cut his mid-range shots down to under 17%, but they're back up to about 23% now, and he's shooting about 39%. That number is just unacceptable. And so they need to make sure that he's focused on taking better shots, getting to the rim, and playing through people. As great as Tatum has been, there are a couple of steps that he can take further to really improve his game.
And as you point out, John, too, one of the side effects of this is that they're not getting to the free throw line as much and they're not passing the ball as much.
Yeah, look, the formula in the NBA is get to the rim, get to the line, take threes. The Celtics aren't passing the ball well enough right now to get these assists. And usually those assists are either on the three-pointer or at the rim. And the Celtics are bad at both of those. So there is certainly an adjustment. And again, I go back to the fatigue. I hate to say it because I know people want to say, well, that's an excuse. But look at all these factors. You don't get to the line, that means you're not driving. When you run off the 3-point line, you're settling for mid-range jumpers. It means you're not really trying to drive. They're fouling a ton. They're getting beat back door. They're not getting back on defense. All of these things are very much fatigue and effort based. So I think it's all part of the same thing. And now the question is how do you combat that? Do you pare back the minutes of your stars, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, to keep them fresher? Do you really go deep and say, hey, this is what it is. Aaron Nesmith has to get 20 minutes a game just because the Celtics can't rely on on the same group of eight or nine guys, they just can't. So you're going to have to go 9-10 deep and make sure that you're keeping guys fresh.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. We've talked about the growth of both Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Is the next step for Tatum to do what the real superstars do, and that's make the players around them better?
Yeah, I've always thought that that's part of it for him and for Jaylen Brown. And his assist numbers are up this year, but I think there is some level of advancement in that regard. Like, he needs to be able to mostly get to the rim and get to the line and put the other team in the penalty, because when you're doing that and you're drawing a lot of attention, then you can get more of those drive and kicks. Then you can manipulate the defense a little bit more. And by putting the other team in the penalty, you're getting your other guys' points. And so Grant Williams gets somebody reaches in on Grant Williams. Well, the three fouls that Tatum drew earlier in the game, earlier in that quarter, could be what gets Grant Williams to the free throw line and hits a couple of free throws that makes him, helps boost his confidence. And then he hits a couple of threes. You know what I mean? Like, that's the type of thing. It's not just Tatum is passing to this guy and he's making the shot. There's a lot there that helps him make other guys better. And beyond that, defensively, he just needs to be more communicative, and he needs to make sure, much like Marcus Smart, that he's helping guys be in the right places, that he's not getting beat and he's not putting guys in bad positions so they're out there drawing fouls. So it's a complicated thing, but yes, Tatum, as one of the team's two stars, definitely needs to raise his game to a level where he improves other guys on the team.
All right, John, Nuggets tonight, what are a couple of keys as they take on Denver?
Well, obviously, you got to keep Jokic somewhat in check. That's going to be easier said than done. But see if you can get some turnovers and run. That's going to be the big thing for the Celtics right now. Get them to turn the ball over. I think Denver has a tendency to get sloppy. And if the Celtics can get some live ball turnovers, pick off some passes, get out into transition, and pile up a couple of, two, three, four layups, then that'll help raise the urgency. And I think that's where Denver struggles the most.
John Corrales, the Locked On Celtics podcast and Boston Sports Journal. And what is that mysterious promo code again, John?
It's Corrales. I know it's hard to remember when you're going to read John Corrales articles, but use the promo code Corrales.
There you go. It might be the best money you spend all year. That's what I say from here. John, we appreciate it. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll visit with you again next week.
All right. Thanks. I'll talk to you then.